Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight. I'm Corey.
I'm Garrett.
And we are a father and son studying the Word of God and looking at the book of 1 Peter. We, of course, try to make the Scripture the star of the show here. The text is the star of the show. And we're in chapter 4 of 1 Peter in a new section for us, at least, that we're entitling Ceased from Sin. That's verses 1 through 6. And even though we're changing chapters, this is, we talked about last episode, kind of a bad chapter break, because the context of this begins in chapter 3 and verse 13 and goes down through chapter 4 and verse 6. But today we're going to be looking at verses 1 and 2 of chapter 4, where he says, "Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves with the same way of thinking, for whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, so as to live for the rest of the time in the flesh, no longer for human passions, but for the will of God."
Yeah, I think probably the most prominent thing to note in verses 1 and 2 is that he repeats "in the flesh" three times here, and it kind of speaks to the contrast here between the spiritual focus and a physical focus. Of course, we've been talking about, he's been talking about baptism, how that that's, you know, what's going to save you, how that you're saved through the resurrection of Jesus, how that he's seated at the right hand of God. He's been talking about all these spiritual concepts, and then he's now going to contrast that by talking about how that he suffered in the flesh. You might suffer in the flesh, but let that stay in the flesh. He's offering this contrast between a physical and a spiritual focus in that way.
Yeah, and that idea of in the flesh is even more that you mentioned three times in these two verses, but it's also in chapter 3 and verse 18, and also in verse 6 of chapter 4. Mm-hmm. So it's a really key phrase in this this pericope. And if you... what in essence he's trying to do from 3:13 down through 4:6 is tell us that if you're thinking fleshly, then there are a lot of people who can harm you.
Yeah.
If you're worried about that, you're going to have a hard time doing right. But if you have a spiritual perspective, then you're not going to be driven by that, and you're going to live according to the will of God. And Jesus, of course, has suffered in the flesh. And we talked about earlier in chapter 2 why he suffered for us. He did so for a spiritual reward, ours. But he was also glorified in a spiritual sense because he was willing to suffer for God in the flesh.
Yeah, and the thing that he's continuing here, though, is, you know, he obviously talks about, you know, baptism and how that relates to Jesus and how that we're following his example in that way. But he kind of continues that thread by saying, hey, Jesus suffered in the flesh, so arm yourselves by having that same way of thinking, being willing to suffer in the flesh for the sake of your spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's unique terminology. I like the way he says arm yourselves with that way of thinking. I kind of get the idea of, you know, getting ready for battle or something like that. Like you're making yourself, putting up a defense that says, I can't really be hurt in the flesh, that my focus is spiritual and not physical, which is kind of the same thing that Christ had to take on. That's not to say that Christ enjoyed what he went through, obviously.
Right.
You know, he prayed very earnestly that he wouldn't have to go through what he did, but he did, and he accepted it because that was the Lord's will for him. So arm yourself with that same way of thinking. You know, it may not be that we go through suffering, but if we do, then we'll accept it and go through it because, you know, that's the Lord still watching over us.
Yeah, and the ESV has that the reason we're doing this, but because whoever, or for, as the ESV says, because some translations say, whoever has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Whoever is the way the ESV puts it. The New American Standard has, he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. And I think that's better because I think that he's talking about Jesus here. You may disagree with that. But I think the point that he's making is, he's saying, since Christ has suffered in the flesh, we need to arm ourselves for the same purpose. And in 1 and 2, it's back and forth. Jesus us, Jesus us.
Yeah.
So Christ suffered in the flesh, so you have the same spirit. Jesus suffered in the flesh and ceased from sin. You live the rest of your time no longer in the lust of man, but the will of God. So Jesus, I think, is the he that he's talking about. Because Jesus was willing to suffer and not sin. And by cease from sin, I don't think he means, obviously, that he was sinning and he stopped sinning. But, the word there is kind of the idea of not letting it continue on or not letting it have a place or something of that nature to stop it from that perspective. But, Jesus is the one that showed us that the reason we ought to suffer for the sake of good is because he did. And if Jesus did it, then not only can we do it, but we should do it.
Yeah, and I think that pattern kind of helps us see that in the, Jesus did this, you do this. Jesus ceased from sin, you cease from sin. And I think that that theme is going to be even more evidence we go, in the next verses where he starts talking about specific sins that he wants us to stay away from. But the idea is definitely there that we're not pursuing human passions, but we're pursuing the will of God. I don't think we think of that kind of terminology too often, that we're opposing God's will for the sake of our passions in that way. I think it sounds a lot more severe whenever we put it in those words, which is maybe why we don't say that kind of terminology that often. But that's a biblical concept, and that's what he's saying here is, if you're not pursuing the will of God, you're pursuing your own passions. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of this contrast, and maybe that makes it a little bit more clear in our minds as to what we're supposed to suffer for. That's what he gives us.
And even if you were to, or someone listening to this were to disagree with that and think, well, that's not talking about Jesus there, that suffering the flesh and ceasing from sin, the point is still the same either way. Jesus suffered, so will you. Jesus didn't follow what the fleshly side wanted him to do. He did God's will, and we need to do the same. And he'll discuss that further when we get into verse 3. But for now, we are thankful that you're with us today studying. Hope that you will like, share, comment, subscribe to this podcast, wherever it is that you get your podcast from, that you'll tell others about Scripture Spotlight. And that you will, most of all, dedicate 5 to 10 minutes every day to dig into God's Word with us as we try to figure out what God's message for us and our lives should be, because on Scripture Spotlight, the text is the star of the show.